to more Saskatchewan Rough Rider football. It's the third quarter with Michael Ball and Luke Molander. This is the voice of Rider Nation, the 620 CKRM Co-Operators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Back in the McDougall Auctioneers broadcast booth, best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. Michael Ball along with Luke Molander from Winnipeg Bombers. Lead it on the quality tire scoreboard, 17-3. Luke, can you pull any positives out of that first half for the Rough Riders?
No. I got a little bit agitated at the beginning in the pregame show when you talk about when you know your franchise quarterback is sitting there talking about him wanting to get a contract extension. It just, I told you guys that it was a clear indication that nobody on this team gets it, because there's not even a support around Cody right now that is trying to implement the reality of what it's going to take to actually get into the playoffs and make a run when the Grey Cup is in your home. We're looking at 30 seconds to start this third quarter here, Ballsy. And I have a feeling that if the Bombers take this down and score, you're going to literally see the soul get sucked out of that sideline over there with the guys in the green and white. And I think that the whole season right now, the entire 2022 season, is riding on the shoulders of this first drive. And thank goodness the Riders are actually playing the football first.
Yeah, that's shocking, but they are. Leggio's going to tee it up at the 30 on the far right hash. Bombers in their blue and gold going right to left. Riders in their white road uniforms with the green helmets, green numbers on the white jerseys, white pants, the green stripe down the side, and the green socks. Riders have a couple of return men back. I think Alford's back on the field, and he's on the far side of the field. He's going to come up to take it near the far 20 numbers. Takes it across the 30, and he's tripped off. Good downfield tackle by the Bombers. Tyrell Ford came down to chop him out at the feet at the 33, and so the Saskatchewan Rough Riders will come onto the field down by 14.
Well, you're about to see what the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are made of, Michael Ball, and the rest of the Rider Nation that are listening to this. I hope and pray that you guys get the crop off for the farmers that are listening. Yeah. This is a gut check.
See if this drive can yield a touchdown. 101 yards passing for Cody. One interception. He's going to take it after he fakes a handoff, and he's going to take it himself on a designed quarterback keeper. Gets rolled up at the 35, so a short gain of 2 off the left guard.
Essentially a run-pass option look here. Fake the handoff. Try to get some yards to the left side. Winnipeg just does a good job of following the hips of the guys in front of them, meaning the defensive line. They understand where their gaps are that they're responsible for, and that's the reason why Cody didn't get anywhere.
Second and 8 for the Rough Riders from the 35 on the left hash, going left to right, down 17-3. Cody throws over the middle. It's caught by Kyron Moore. Breaks a tackle, and Rutledge Jr. tackles him at the Rider 50, but that'll be good for 15 for Swerve Moore in a first down.
Well, and more importantly here, potentially a momentum-causing throw. This time, Cody still throws off the back of his foot a little bit, but he did get the ball to Kyron Moore, and Kyron made the catch. I would like to see Cody Fajardo step into that, though, and not throw it off his heel.
4 catches for 29 yards. Tuck goes in motion, lines up off the left tackle on the left side. Cody's going to throw down the right side. Corner route. That one is caught. Kian Schaefer-Baker runs under it. Tackled by Holm as he got in behind number 31. They're going to mark it down at the 22 of Winnipeg, and it's a first down for the Riders.
This is the throw of the game. This is an accurate ball from Cody. Schaefer-Baker is able to catch the football on the run. It's a corner route down the left side of the field.
Cody takes a shotgun snap, looking, dances, takes off as he's going to try to run away from Gauthier, and then he hook slides down on his right butt cheek in front of Adam Bighill as he'll take the ball to the 17-yard line.
I'll tell you what, this is an inspired first drive here.
Second down and 5. Nice positive run by Cody to the 17-yard line. It's on the right hash. Riders down 17-3. Looking for their first touchdown of the football game. LaFrance to the right of Cody. His right hand in the air, sends his receivers in motion. Oh, fumble, the shotgun snap, it's down and loose, and it's still on the ground, picked up by the Blue Bombers! Alexander, Brandon Alexander, free safety, recovers the ball, and the Blue Bombers have forced the third Ryder turnover. Let's go to break. I don't even want to see the replay on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
For everything Riders, follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching at SportsCage. The Source, 620 CKRM.
Broadcast brought to you by KFC, Saskatchewan Foster Families Association, Redhead Equipment, McDougall Auctioneers, Bayer Crop Science, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, Degelman Industries, and the Wireless Age, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Luke Molitor looked like Cody just dropped that shotgun snap from Dan Clark. Didn't look too bad to me.
Nope. That was just, I think it was just a perfect sort of indicator on how things have gone this season for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I don't like rehashing it, but again, you start to feel positive. You start to feel like something's going right, and then inexplicably, something out of left field hits this team. Like, there's no reason that this should have been a turnover. This is simply a dropped football at the snap. And to make matters worse, Dan Clark gets off really, really slow with a noticeable limp. And now the defense has their backs against the wall.
Mario Alford's ruled out of the game now after that return with a lower body injury. So there you go, that update from the sidelines, a Richie Brother sideline report. Here is Kolaros after the fumble recovery by his free safety, Alexander. Jet sweep here from right to left, and Nick Dembski, who has a touchdown in this game, got wrapped up by Mike Edom, who got beat for that touchdown at the end of the first half, the back of the end zone, but he makes the stop. Short gain of two for Nick Dembski. By the way,
I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. After that turnover, I got to give credit to Jason Moss. Cody was clearly down on himself. He put his hat on. He tried to go and separate himself from the team. And Jason Moss kept telling him, "Hey man, let's go. We got the game to finish." Kept pumping his tires, and then spent a considerable amount of time with Cody trying to get him around the team and get his confidence back.
See if the Riders can get off the field here. Second and eight. Kolaros backpedals, throws across the middle. Great job by Derek Moncrief as he pops it out. He was in the hip pocket of Dembski, who was running a crossing route. If Dembski catches that, he's gone for a lot more.
Well, and now it looks like the Bombers will punt, and on the sideline warming up as center is Logan Bandy. So I think that Dan Clark is admirable as it was that he tried to come out here and get the job done today. I think his night is over.
Yeah, that sideline report brought to you by Richie Brothers. Call Richie Brothers Auctioneer for all your buying and selling needs. Visit rbauction.com. They love CFL football. Here's Leggio to punt. No Alford, no Dan Clark. I believe this is Kyron Moore standing at his 33 to take this kick from Leggio, who sends that wobbler in the air. At the 40, it's Moore on this near right side. Dances up the numbers to the 50, and he's tackled from behind at the 52 by the backup free safety, Malcolm Thompson. Bombers have a 17-3 lead. Your Rough Riders come out of the field in excellent field position to start this drive on the Cooperators Rough Rider Race.
This is Anthony Lanier II from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You're listening to the best CFL coverage on the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Riders could use Lanier II, who's still out with concussion-like symptoms. This portion of the broadcast brought to you by Young's Equipment, Saskatchewan, Denton Hale, AGCO, and SaskTel. Dan Clark and what he brought to the lineup tonight.
I think that's one thing that we've missed across the last little bit is violence. And you know what? It's something I can't wait to headbutt another human. I think that's one thing that I said before is God put me on this earth for one thing, and that's headbutt another human. So I can't wait to be able to have that opportunity to go out there and play.
And he did for two-plus quarters, but he hurt his right leg. He has the shoe off at the bench, and Logan Bandy, who has started since week two at center, is back pointing out protection. Wearing number 69 over the ball. Riders have it at their 30. Hand off to Lafnoli. Fake it, and Cody's going to throw to the far side. Cut by Moore, who came back to the ball, stumbles, had about a five-yard catch, but will only get two to the 32 on the far side of the field.
Again, one of the things that you got to question is this is a run-pass option here, and you're limiting yourself by doing that RPO, but then only staring at one side of the field. You're better off giving yourself an entire vision But that play was drawn up for one receiver after the run fake, and it didn't work out.
Second and eight, Riders from the 32, ball on the left hash, far left hash. Cody takes a shotgun snap. He's going to throw to the left. It's caught by Lennius right at the sticks in front of Winston Rose. He'll fall forward for a first down. Braden Lennius feeling more confident as the game's progress as he'll take that to the 41-yard line.
And you subtract the fumble from the last drive, and one of the noticeable characteristics of the last few offensive plays is quarterback protection. Yep. They've done well to keep Cody clean.
And Cody's decisiveness throwing the football. He's throwing it way better here in the second half. First down and 10, Riders at their 41 on the left hash. Fans in full throat cheering on their defense. LaFrance to the left of Cody. Takes the shotgun snap as Fajardo. He'll throw down the middle. That is caught! And what a grab! Alexander tattooed Justin McInnes. That was a rib rocker, but he got it to the 53 of Winnipeg.
Yeah, Justin McInnes has caught some tough footballs today. They're going to add on 15 because of a late hit on the quarterback here, so it's going to give him even more yards. But this is such a great catch from number 18, Justin McInnes. He knows he's going to get hit. He's standing at about 20 something yards. He sees and feels this DB bearing down on him and still manages to hold on to the football. The extra yards after the penalty puts the Riders into the Bombers territory.
Sorry, unnecessary roughness. Winnipeg, first down, Natame.
Ricky Walker got the penalty, number 96, and so after the catch and penalty, the Riders, as Luke said, out at the Winnipeg 38. They were moving down this way earlier when Cody fumbled on the last possession. Has his right hand in the air, two receivers left, two to the right. Now Awachi started to the line, motions back in the backfield. Cody fakes the handoff to LaFrance. He's going to throw, wide open man, and it's caught! That was James Tuck! James Tuck had a pass that he caught earlier, called back because of a holding penalty. Great call by Jason Moss. He leaks out as a tight end and takes the football all the way down to the 16 of Winnipeg.
And one of the things about this play is that it's the perfect play call against Winnipeg's scheme. Winnipeg is sending the house. They're blitzing. And Tuck's able to get isolated and bring it down.
He's in the backfield. Fullback, they throw a lateral pass to the right. Bubble screen to Moore. Moore to the 10. Moore is thrown down inside the 10 at about the 6-yard line by Evan Holm. Good blocking down there by the Riders' Kean Schaefer-Baker, who has come to play in this second half. And the Rough Riders have it. First and goal to go. I checked that, second and one at the 7. Yeah. Sorry, second and one.
And out come the fullbacks, and in come the two large Canadians, McInnes and Lennius.
Lennius, a slot to the right with Kean Schaefer-Baker, and Moore, a wide receiver to the right. To the left, McInnes, and now Shaq moving down. Shaq, they were looking his way, but then they throw to the right, and Kean Schaefer-Baker got lit up by Rutledge Jr., and also over there, Alexander.
Well, this was a quick hitter, and it had to be. And to be honest with you, Kean Schaefer-Baker is supposed to catch this. He's a big receiver, and he's supposed to use his body a little bit more than he does here.
Yeah.
He lets the defensive back get in on his right arm. And if he had stayed square here to Cody, he would have been able to box that defender out and probably would have caught the football, but because of the way he took the angle, he dropped it.
Nichols with the play on defense. Cody takes it on a design run to the left, and he's in! Touchdown, Saskatchewan!
Well, that's probably as resilient as you're going to see it from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They had every chance to fold the 10th coming off of that fumble, and they didn't. They walked the football down, and they get in the end zone. That's impressive.
You know what's impressive?
They got a great lead block from Taron Vaughn, too, on the left side. Taron Vaughn's one of their most athletic offensive linemen, and his ability to get out and find one defender, the defender that's going to be able to make that tackle on Caleros, to find him in space and put a hat on him, that required the athleticism, and Cody finished it off.
And the extra point by Lothar is up, and it's good. So the Rough Riders drive down and score the touchdown. 17-10 on a 7-yard run by Cody Fajardo. They trail the football game by a touchdown on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Stay in the know with Canada's team. Listen to the Sports Cage with Michael Ball weekday afternoons starting at 4 on 620 CKRM.
This portion of the broadcast brought to you by Indian Head Chrysler, Salford Group, that touchdown drive culminates in a 7-yard run brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia in Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that exactly fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. Good news on that 7-yard touchdown run, Luke. Dan Clark was back in at center.
Well, you pointed it out to me, and I thought I saw a ghost. Number 67's in there grading guys out of the way for Cody to get up the left side. I'm talking about a minute ago, they had his ankle out of his sock and on ice. Like Fake Gainer on Twitter says, it's like the Undertaker popping out of a coffin.
Yeah, that's awesome. Here is Lothar to kick it away, and he'll send a number down that's going to bounce at the 25, and Grant had it on his cleats, picks it up, trying to dance away from Bringy, and a great job by Tommy Bringy, the draft pick, to drop him down. Not much of a return, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers backed up a bit to start this drive with 7:28 to go in the third quarter. And the Saskatchewan Rough Riders down by 7. Our text line brought to you by Double Z Ag Sales in Weyburn. Got this from Brent and Connie, listening in Echo Valley Campground. Go Riders. Chaz Fink Farming. Go Riders. Listening on the Combine at Peebles, Saskatchewan. Maybe the Riders will win this thing. That's from Tyson. Well, they're looking better than they were a few minutes ago, down by 7. Here is Kolaros running a handoff to Dembski, and Dembski's tackled in the backfield. Great job by Mike Edom, spying Nick Dembski, stretching him out laterally from left to right, and the Bombers get nothing there. He ran about 30 to get nothing.
Well, I think that they've gone to the weld one too many times, has Buck Pierce, because the Riders are now starting to defend these Dembski plays coming out of the flats a lot better. And one of the reasons why is they're starting to play a little bit lower, especially when Dembski gets on the move from one side to the other. It's getting them around the football a lot quicker.
Charleston Hughes and Robertson are the ends. Leonard's in the secondary. Here's a pass down the middle. Incomplete. Kolaros looked confused. The Riders had Miles Brown in the interior, Pete Robertson, Charleston Hughes, and A.C. Leonard, another defensive end. 3 ends on the play, but Leonard was back in the secondary, and Kolaros looked befuddled and threw the pass to an open spot, incomplete.
Now you're starting to see a little bit of more animation on the Saskatchewan Rough Rider sidelines. You're seeing the coaches a little bit more engaged. You see a Nick Marshall over there on the sideline right now giving daps to the offensive line. Feels like some momentum is starting to creep back into Rider Nation.
Leggio stands back at his 10 to our broadcast right ahead. High snap. The rush is on, but he gets it away. That's a nice kick. It's Moore settling under far side of this 44. He'll take it straight up the field and got to midfield with an 11-yard return. JT Hassel makes the stop, but the Riders will have it right at midfield here with 6:11 to go in the third quarter. There's an injured Winnipeg Blue Bomber on the far side of the field, crumpled down in a heap over there.
It's Canadian Malcolm Thompson.
It's Malcolm Thompson. And when we have an injury break, it's brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury's too many. Make zero your mission at work, home, and play. Well, this game started with a Rider field goal. The Bombers took a 17-3 lead to halftime. The Riders had a great corner route to Kean Schaefer. Baker took it down, set him up in excellent field position, but then Cody would fumble on a 2nd and 5 in deep.
This third quarter, Ballsy, has been like a cryptocurrency stock. Like,
that's,
it's
good job,
literally plummeted, and all of a sudden it's back up.
That's a great description. Great.
Now everybody feels good. We feel like geniuses up in the booth calling this football game. But literally 5 minutes ago, what, you and I didn't even want to get on the team plane.
What did I tell you? And I'm not going to lie to you. I said, you know what? The Riders are 7-point dogs. I feel like they're going to put up a good fight, so I picked the Riders to finish within 7 points.
Well, here's the thing. Give yourself more credit. You picked the Riders to win this football game.
I did, but here's what I'm getting at. You and I were joking because we were talking about when you bet on games, because we like to throw 5 or 10 down.
Yeah, you know.
You're betting on games, and when it's the first quarter, you think it's all over. Oh, I just blew my money. And then all of a sudden, it rides like a roller coaster, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. We're a Bitcoin right now out here in Rider Nation because a minute ago, especially on Twitter, where of course you go to just get complete insanity.
It's a sewer pipe.
Oh, it's great. I love it. Oh, I love Twitter, man. It's so chaotic. It's great. But everybody on Twitter was sailing the Riders up the creek, and now those same people are back on the bandwagon. I love it.
Well, Riders have it at the 54-yard line after the Kyran Moore return. The Bomber 54 was a 12-yard return. He lines up in a slot to the left. He's handling the punt return duties because Mario Alford's out with a lower body injury. So if the Riders get an injury to Keenan LaFrance, who are they going to play at tailback? He's to the left of Fajardo, who takes a shotgun snap. Looking downfield, he's got time to throw, dumps it underneath, complete the tuck, and James Tuck looks all of a sudden like he's, who's the 49ers fullback that makes all those catches?
Starts with a J.
Yeah, that guy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right
that
now
guy.
He looks like Mike Allstock from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, he takes it for 4 yards to the 50-yard line.
And kudos to Cody here, because one of the things that happens is the edges collapse a little bit, and instead of running out like he previously had, Cody steps up into the pocket and puts a dime on James Tuck.
Kean Schaefer, Baker to the left of Cody. Lennius in motion in the backfield. Now a tight slot to the left. Cody takes a quick drop, throws it. It's caught by Moore. Moore tackled by Evan Holm with a solid tackle. But they got a first down, or close to it, 45. That was a good tackle by Holm in open field. Or it is a first down for Moore. Now the Riders on 3rd-and-1 got no push earlier in this game and had it turnover on downs. But they are going to bring in some beef. Awachi, Tuck, and Bandy come in.
Yeah, Bandy's going to play this tight end position. Tuck or Awachi will probably man the other tight end in one of the fullback spots.
By the way,
they're lining both fullbacks out in the backfield.
It's Juszczyk from the 49ers.
I
tried to reference. Here's a handoff, deep handoff to LaFrance. He got that in the backfield and stopped. Great job by Cameron. No, check that. Ricky Walker made the play, and the Rough Riders again turn it over on downs.
And LaFrance is hurting. Now, I was actually gonna be a little bit hard on LaFrance. I think that he hesitated here at the line of scrimmage, and that's why he got tackled. He's got to attack this downhill, and right now he's hurting. He's down, but there's a little bit of a hesitation as he approaches the line of scrimmage behind his fullbacks, and that allows the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, specifically Adam Big Hill, to plug the gap. The fullbacks did their job here, but LaFrance realistically has to beat one guy, like any running back would need to do. Once you block it up, you got to beat one guy. We're going to go to a break, but hopefully LaFrance is okay.
Riders down by 7 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Saskatchewan.
This is Derek Moncrief from Prattville, Alabama. Listen to the Rough Rider Radio.
Keenan LaFrance came off under his own power. Our injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Rough Riders turn it over on downs for the second time in this game. They've committed 4 turnovers. Last 4 games, the Riders have lost to the Bombers. The turnover differential is 16-4, counting the 4 today. So that's one of the big deals.
Seems like LaFrance is okay. He's walking up and down the sidelines. Doctors are checking in on him. You know, at all the attention, the situation that Tua Tagovailoa has gotten in the NFL, being rushed back on the field on the side, and then 4 days later being put out to be a starting quarterback. Obviously, I think that's probably going to weigh in on some of the decisions teams make moving forward here, right? They're gonna recheck and reaffirm their caution when it comes to potential head injuries. So you can see them looking and working on LaFrance still.
Sideline report brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. Bombers have it after the turnover on downs. Hand off to Oliveira. Oliveira trying to skip through the middle of the Riders' defense. Hit by Christmas, but he forces the issue forward. Sankey comes in to help his defensive lineman teammate, but it's a nice little run of about 5 yards for Brady Oliveira.
And this is a 5-yard run from Winnipeg. But one of the positive aspects of this is that guys are in there playing hard, playing inspired. They're trying to get their pad level low, take on run blocks. big down here coming up. And because if we take the first quarter out of it, Zach Caleros hasn't played well.
Second down and four for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers from their 52-yard line. Oliveras, 42 yards rushing. He's to the right of Caleros. Fakes a handoff. He's going to throw down the right sideline. That one is incomplete. Henderson on the coverage. Brendan O'Leary, orange, had it kind of twist away from... Well, he was twisting his body, and he just could not come up with the catch.
And now you're starting to see some energy. The punt return teams running out on the field as opposed to just sort of sauntering out, expecting bad news. You got the offensive linemen out there hyping themselves up on the sideline. Dan Clark in the middle of it, getting his guys prepped.
It's a nice touch by the Bombers. Their logo, their W logo, has a nice...
bit of an orange twinge to it.
Yeah, a look to it for Truth and Reconciliation Day. So nice job of them of altering their logo. Here's the punt. Caught on the run. Near sideline on the right side by Kyron Moore. He's wrestled out by Hassel as he takes it to the 30-yard line. And the Riders will start there with 3:05 to go in this, the third quarter. And the fans got the wave rolling here. They're trying to clinch home field advantage in the West.
Well, I think the fans have realized that for the first time all game that their team needs them. Their team needs some energy because the scales feel like they're tipping.
It's been the Riders' corner. Probably should be tied. They're down by seven. Mitch Pickton checks into the game as a receiver. Off the line of scrimmage to the left. Kyron Moore, a wide receiver that way. McInnes in a slot to the left. Shaq off the line to the right. Cody hands it off. Running is Kian Schaefer-Baker. He's in there because LaFrance was hurt the last time they had the ball, and he will take it to the 33-yard line where it'll be second down for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and a short seven to go.
Yeah, that might signal the end for Keenan LaFrance. They might be being safe with him. Again, I don't like KSB back there, but if he's got to be back there out of necessity, I'm okay with it.
Played running back in high school. Played for the Guelph Griffins where he was a receiver.
Problem is, it's going to limit their play calling ability.
But he can catch it better out of the backfield. It's like having a six-pack. Cody setting up a screen. Left side for Lennius. He's got blockers. 35, and he dives close to first down territory. Just shy of the 40-yard line. It'll be third and a whisker away from a first down.
And this screen call couldn't be called at a better time. Sorry for cutting you off there, Ballsy. But Willie Jefferson finally wins a one-on-one against Cooper Richardson. There's pressure, but because they called the screen, it worked against Willie Jefferson. And the Riders got 9 yards out of it.
Riders, less than a yard away from a first down, but they have been in trouble here when they have gone third and short, stopped twice. Cody behind Dan Clark will keep and dive, and Cody Fajardo has a key first down with 1:30 to go in the third quarter. They're just north of their 40, down 17-10. That was a big play.
You know, we talked about three keys, and one of them was play with some pride. That was a prideful down there. Before, in the first quarter, we saw Cody Fajardo not really make an effort on the short yardage play. Here, his whole team's diving out, and so is the quarterback. That's inspired football, and that's putting things on tape that give you a chance to succeed in the Canadian Football League.
Tucks in the backfield with a sleeve on his right arm. He motions to Cody's left. Fajardo takes the shotgun snap from Clark, throws out on the near side flats, caught by Linnaeus, and he got tackled. Coming up hard to make the play with the corner, Jamal Parker made a nice open field tackle at the 45. Riders get about four there.
I love the pace of this football game. It is absolutely turned. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers secondary, they're coming down and attacking ball carriers, making one-on-one tackles. Our guys are out there playing physical, catching the football. You're seeing some great execution.
Second down and six for the Riders from their 45. Ball in the right hash going left to right. Kian Schaefer-Baker, McInnes, Moore, and Lennius to the left. Now Lennius flip-flops. He's in the backfield. Here's a shotgun snap for Cody. Backpedaling three steps. Going up top one-on-one. Shaq got interfered with by
absolutely.
Winston Rose. And the Rough Riders will be the benefactors of a pass interference call as he outmaneuvered Winston Rose right out of his cleats.
Yeah, so he's one-on-one with Winston Rose on the right side of the field, right on the numbers. And he beats Winston Rose to the inside on a post move. And Winston Rose has to tie him up.
Winnipeg Gong, number 30, first down.
If Winston Rose...
Pass interference, number 30, first down.
If Winston Rose doesn't interfere with Shaq once he breaks to the inside, he's beaten, and that's probably a touchdown.
So they're going to mark the first down at the 46-yard line. It's not a spot foul, but it is a first down for the Rough Riders. It's on the right hash. Riders going left to right. This could be the final play of the third quarter. They've got the only touchdown of this quarter, a 7-yard touchdown run from number 7. Awachi, the motion man in the backfield. Tuck also back there. Pass far side. That's a dangerous throw. It's caught on the far sideline. And running up there is Kyron Moore. Takes a big shoulder shot, but he will get it to the 35-yard line for a first down. An 11-yard gain on the final play of the third quarter. The Rough Riders are moving, looking to tie the game when we come back. It's the fourth quarter stretch on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
This is fourth quarter play-by-play on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Portion of the broadcast brought to you by Redhead Equipment, Quality Tire, Doubles at Ag Sales and Weber, Battery Depot, Young's Equipment, and the Ministry of Highways. Rough Riders have it. Second down. Check that first down after the catch by Moore to the 36 of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We have flipped sides. The Riders go right to left as we see them the ball on this near left hash. This has turned into a playoff-like atmosphere. The Bombers trying to clinch first place. The Riders scrapping and clawing, trying to get to the playoffs as they host the Grey Cup this year. They need three's their magic number to get in. Probably can get in with two victories. They just want this one tonight. And they have no running backs left. Just fullbacks and Kean Schaefer-Baker, who's in the backfield right now with his hands on his knees. Motions out to the right slot. Cody looks that way. He's going to keep it on a design quarterback keeper, and he gets wrestled down after a 1 yard gain. Thrown down easily by Willie Jefferson.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to run a called quarterback sneak or a called quarterback dive, you need to give Cody a fullback that gets in there and uses him as a lead blocker or is utilized as a lead blocker. I feel like it's an unfair ask to have your quarterback dive from that spot on the field.
Well, the fullback has checked in. He's James Tuck with a couple of grabs in this game. His most athletic game as an offensive weapon. He's to the left of Cody. Fajardo takes a shotgun snap, backpedal, steps up in a clean pocket, throws out his caught. Coming back is Moore, and Kyron Moore with his best game as a Rough Rider coming back from injury, that is, this season, and he'll take it to the 22 of the Blue Bombers. But hey, that was a nice pocket.
Yeah, he had a pocket, and more importantly, he stayed in it. Kept his eyes downfield and steps into this throw to find number 4, Kyron Moore. I know over the last couple weeks, everybody's turned into a quarterback guru in Rider Nation, but this is as clean as it gets.
Bruno LaBelle's checked in. Former Arizona Cardinal. Lines up as a tight end to the right, Awachi a wing to the right. Riders got some beef in here and tucked the back in the backfield because the Riders are down LaFrance and Alford. First down. Cody's going to fake the handoff. Cody's going to pull it down, run to his right. Outside 20, 15, and he's forced out of bounds. What a great Houdini-like play by the Riders quarterback. And he runs for a first down inside the 12 on the far right sideline.
Well, Bruno LaBelle got away with a little bit of a hold here on Willie Jefferson to the Riders' right side. And him slowing Willie Jefferson up on a controversial call that may have been missed is what gets Fajardo out to the right. You see it right at the end. He just gets grabbed a little bit by the rookie Bruno LaBelle. But hey, we'll take it if they missed it.
First down and 10 at the 12 of the Bombers on the right hash. Tucked to the left of Cody with his right hand in the air. Sends him in motion. Fakes a handoff. He's going to keep it himself. Dancing free to the 5 or close to the 5. Wrapped up by Shane Gauthier, the Canadian linebacker at the 6. As he's picked up a 6-yard gain.
Yeah, I don't mind this playbook at all from the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. If you don't have a halfback to rely on, someone's got to tote the rock when you're going along ground. And again, there's been a couple questionable calls in terms of rollout and logistics play-wise, but for the most part, it's really worked out.
Riders have it on the 6. Kevin Jones doesn't seem like he knows what he's doing. He's a wide receiver to the right. Cody's looking left. Throws in the flat. Oh, and Kean Schaefer-Baker had it open, and he fell down, tripped over his own feet at the 5, and the Riders will have to settle for a chip shot field goal. Oh, that was almost a walk-in touchdown.
What happened here, and this is unfortunate because it's looked so good, is Cody Fajardo just puts it behind his receiver. he has his receiver wide open. And to be honest, Schaefer Baker probably walks in if this ball is put out in front of him. Jason Moss is really proud of his quarterback. He's encouraging him because that was an errant throw. It was thrown behind KSB. But, hey, here's the positive side. They're coming out of this drive with points, and it seems as though our defense is playing a little bit better, especially now that Caleros has cooled off in terms of his accuracy.
Here's a 14-yard field goal. It's up, and it's through the uprights. Our field goal's brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Kick off your first step to financial freedom by speaking with an Affinity Credit Union advisor today. On the Quality Tire scoreboard, check them out at qualitytire.ca. Riders, 17-13, our trail this football game on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Like Rider Radio at facebook.com/620CKRM.
Well, our sideline report brought to you by Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers. They love CFL football. Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers, you can check them out at RBAuction.com, and Keenan LaFrance has been ruled out of the football game. He took a hard hit on a third down situation, got smoked in the middle by Ricky Walker, and he is out of the game. Mario Alford is out with a lower body injury, so the Riders are going with receivers and fullbacks in the backfield. After the short 14-yard field goal by Brett Lothar, Kolaros and the Blue Bombers have it at their 40 on the left hash. 3 minutes into this fourth quarter, Riders down by four. Kolaros looks, throws over the middle. That's caught by Schoen in the middle of that Rider defense, and he takes it all the way to about the 41-yard line of Saskatchewan.
Well, Cody's been trying to go to Dalton Schoen for the majority of this game. Here he gets a good pocket, and Schoen just has enough time to sneak in behind the zone defense that the Riders are playing, and Cody finally finds an open receiver. He's been struggling with his accuracy, but not on that play.
Yeah, nice throw by Kolaros to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, sorry, I said Cody. My bad, Zach. Yeah,
we both have taken turns doing that. They were teammates back in 2019 when Simone Lawrence tried to turn his head into a bowl of soup. But he has been a great story coming back here, quarterback in Winnipeg, and he's throwing deep down the middle for Dembski. He scores the touchdown. Nick Dembski again. Would somebody cover this guy? Come on.
Yeah, and that might be the straw that breaks the camel's back. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders were doing so well, especially defensively. But honestly, Claros just gets back on target here. The last two throws have been deadly accurate. He's got a pocket here. He's got some time. And Nick Dembski leads him perfectly. Nick Dembski is able to catch this ball on the run. Number 11 for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Larry Dean
is in a complete mismatch in that situation. He should not be covering one of their best wide receivers.
Is that a schematic problem with Shivers? What happened there?
No, it's probably, I mean, schematically, it's the problem you have when you say, you know what, this is a positionless defense, yeah. Right? Because sometimes you are going to have to get mismatches based on what the other team does offensively.
Here's the extra point by Leggio, and he knocks it through. So the Winnipeg Blue Bombers take it from their 40, go down the field, and Nick Dembski has his second touchdown of the game from Zach Kolaros. That touchdown drive is brought to you by Nelson GM and Assiniboia and Avonlea. Looking for the perfect vehicle? They'll find a match that fits your lifestyle. Proudly serving Southern Saskatchewan for over 60 years. We'll be back with more on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
This is Evan Johnson from Regina, and you're listening to the best CFL coverage only on the Rough Rider Radio Network.
Brought to you by Quality Tire, Seedmaster, Western Ag Professional Agronomy, AgCo, and Colin O'Brien's Man Shop. Lucas sporting a nice look. You're looking dapper today, my friend.
Thanks, brother. Well, you know, Aaron called me from Colin O'Brien. He said, hey, we got your latest coat. I said, all right, cool. And he said, you know, you're going to love it because it's essentially like a hoodie, but for grown-ups. That's awesome. He knows me.
Yeah,
it's nice
good.
And light.
You look great, man.
No, you say you look good, you play good, right? And so me and you are up here. This is unfortunately the closest we get to playing the game.
Yeah. Here's Leggio in the ensuing kickoff after the second receiving touchdown from Dembski. Comes down to Jones. He catches this one. Tevin Jones, far side, 25-30. He's tackled at the 32. Hard charging tackle by the backup linebacker and special teamer Brian Cole. And so the Riders in their white road uniforms will come onto the field. Desperation time here now. 10:55 to go in the fourth quarter on the quality tire score clock, and the Riders down 24-13.
Yeah, the Riders are going to have to let it all hang loose from this point on. They're going to have to start taking some chances. I think that they're going to have to pick up the blitz a little bit on defense. But again, when you have a positionless defense, you have to live with mismatches that that creates based on what the offense wants to do.
Kian Schaefer-Baker, the running back now because of the injury situation. He's to the left of Cody. Sends Lennius and Moore, the receivers, to the left with Jack. Fake the handoff to Kian Schaefer-Baker. In trouble is Cody. He's just going to throw it out of bounds to the Bombers bench. He had Tevin Jones over there, so that's not a penalty. Second down and 10.
Well, unfortunately here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they've got all intermediate routes drawn up, and none of the receivers are running over 15 yards. So even when Cody Fajardo gets stuck, he can't just bomb it away because guys are just sort of standing around in spots waiting for him to come to them, right?
Yeah, for sure. Kian Schaefer-Baker in the backfield. Now he motions out to the right. Lennius stays in now. Low snap for Cody. Looks right. Throws over the middle. That one's nearly intercepted. Threw it too low. Thankfully, because Adam Big Hill cut in front of Kyron Moore, the other four, and the Riders have to punt.
Yeah. If Cody Fajardo does not throw this low, this is intercepted.
Yeah.
So we'll take it. We'll take an errant throw in that regard because it doesn't lead to an interception and a turnover.
Here's our punter on to kick it away. Vedvik's punted it away four times, averaging 45.5 yards. The Rider line runs to the line of scrimmage in this formation. No rush from the Bombers. And there's a lazy kick running up as Grant. Janarian Grant dropped it, picked it up, and then gets swallowed up after like a one-yard return on the far side of the field at the 46. So the Bombers have excellent field position with 9:51 to go in the fourth quarter. And then a meeting of jerseys, blue and gold and white and green, over by the Rider bench on the far sideline. Saskatchewan Rough Riders, magic number to finish their own business and get into the playoffs is 3 wins in the last 4 games.
Yeah, you're in desperation times. And more importantly, unfortunately, you've got a quarterback that has seemed to reestablish his accuracy. That's not a good sign. So if you're the Saskatchewan Rough Rider defense, you're Jason Shivers, I think you got to start blitzing a little bit here. Speed up the timing in which Zach Caleros has to throw the football.
I will say, we don't have a quarterback sack in this game. They're brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC in Wadena. Taking down high vehicle prices, drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains. Riders could use one here. Caleros with three receivers to the right, and he gets away from the rush, and he throws off his back foot, incomplete.
Yeah.
Just got it away. Clark on the coverage of Sean on the near side numbers. It'll be second down.
Well, this was a blitz here, and I'm glad they threw it at him because you saw that it sped up the entire clock for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in terms of how they needed to approach this play. Guys had to cut their route short. They came with a run fake up top. They got talked out of it just because of the amount of jerseys on the line of scrimmage. And because they were pressuring to Zach Caleros' throwing side, it also cut him off from the only outlet that he had against the blitz.
Second and 10, Winnipeg from their 46 on the left hash, going left to right in their blue and gold uniforms on home turf. Caleros looking right. He's going downtown for Sean. And Sean made the catch down the right sideline. Breaks a tackle and he'll score. Are you kidding me?
Well,
Amari Henderson was step for step, and Dalton Schoen has his 11th touchdown of the season. Good night, folks. That's your knockout punch.
What seemed to be like a resilient reawakening, rebirth, has officially been deflated by the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Shown up the sideline to the right, one-on-one with Amari Henderson, comes down with the football, breaks two subpar attempts at a tackle, and this game is probably over.
Kid's a stud, 11 touchdown grabs. How would they replace Lawler? Well, that's how they did it. Here's the extra point.
Well, that's
by
the
Legio
thing. They didn't need to replace Lawler because their system wasn't based on one guy.
We'll take a break on the quality tire scoreboard. The Blue Bombers are blowing us out now, 31-13. And the Cooperators, Rough Rider.
Rider Pride, worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
All right, this portion of the broadcast brought to you by Salford Group, Sask Lotteries, Bayer Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, and Right Wing Manufacturing. Want to thank our great producer back at the station, the Harvard Control 620CKRM. That'd be Sean Kleisinger. Tyson Rewicki, our audio engineer in the booth here, McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth in Winnipeg. Want to welcome you on the Rider Radio Network, listening to GX94 York to 96.3 Cruise FM Saskatoon, 900 CKBI PA, 750 Beats Radio Melfort, CJNB North Battleford, CJNS Meadow Lake, 620 CKRM Regina, your flagship for Saskatchewan Rough Rider football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. I hate this place. We're losing again. Badly. 31-13. There's 8:43 to go. Let's see if the Riders can make a game of it. They had pulled it to 17-13. Here's Jones taking the ensuing kickoff at his 21. Tevin Jones outside the numbers on the right side, close near the 40. And the Bombers defense, led by Willie Jefferson, will trot onto the field.
Well, and now you're starting to see, it's funny, you know, the third quarter, all of the energy from the sidelines was on the green and white side, and now that sideline is really deflated, and it's the blue and gold that are running out on the field, high-fiving, getting guys pumped up. Gonna have to see a quick turnaround. They're gonna need to score pretty much right away here, Ballsy.
They have it at their 39 on the right hash, going right to left in those road white uniforms. Green numbers on those jerseys. Cody, number 7, takes the snap under pressure. Cody getting away, running to his right, looking downfield. He's gonna throw deep. Two receivers down there. It's caught. Kean Schaefer Baker made a second long grab. This one inside the 19. That was a wing and a prayer. And Kean Schaefer Baker answered it at the other end.
Cedric Wilcox beats Taron Vaughn on the left side of our O-line. It panics Cody immediately, but actually there's a benefit to this because it puts Cody on the offensive to his right, and that's where he finds Schaefer Baker.
Riders hurry up offense from the 19 of the Bombers. Cody looking right. Cody pulls it down, dancing out, looking to sidewind his way, and makes a nice play to the 14. Then he got toppled on there by Wilcox. You talked about him. Check that Casey Sales, but he'll take the ball to the 14. It's a 5-yard gain for Fajardo. He's working hard, man.
The other thing about this is Fajardo's got to be careful. When he was running that football, he had the football to his inside where all the Bombers could see it, and they only had one arm on it. If he's going to be running, he's got to have ball security because they're going to be ripping at it.
Except for Cody, there's no threat of a ground game with Tuck in the backfield to his right. He flares off into the flats. Cody throws over the middle, incomplete, trying to get it to Kyron Moore. Dietrich Nichols cut underneath and almost picked it off. It'll be third down. Riders got to go here.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no reason that the kicking team should be even remotely thinking they're coming out here, and they're not.
Tuck checks out. Tevin Jones checks in. At the end of the first half, he lost the ball in the lights. It was picked off by Parker, who took it downfield, and they capitalized on a Nick Dembski touchdown, his first grab of the game. He lines up as a wide receiver to this near left side. Lennius and McInnes join him over here to the left. A six-pack for Cody. Third down and 5 from the 15. Full roll to his right. Throws off his back foot to the end zone. Incomplete. Tried to hit Kean Schaefer Baker, but that will fall incomplete. Evan Holm on the coverage on the far side, and the Riders, for the third time in the game, will turn it over on down.
Such a smart defensive call from Richie Hall, right? He sends the blitz right up the middle because he knows that at the very least he's going to get Cody on the run, and Cody leaks but just can't accurately throw the football to where Schaefer Baker can get it. To be honest with you, it was a decent throw. Schaefer Baker, if he had squared up a little bit more and maybe tried to approach it differently, might have came down with this football. But again, when you're not used to being consistent, you can't hold momentum like the good teams can, and you can't capitalize on the things that you should be able to.
Bombers have it at their 15 on the right hash. Zach Kolaros with his right hand in the air. We'll hand it off to Oliveira. Oliveira will move straight up the middle. Milligan low and Sankey high made the tackle, but that's 9 yards for Brady Oliveira, the Winnipeg boy who went to UND. And now
and that's normally what happens when a team's deflated, right? When you start seeing your season closing down on you here, like that Brady Oliveira run, that normally shouldn't have happened. I mean, there should have been guys in that gap to hold. I mean, we've got one of the best linebacking duos in the league, and to run it up the middle that easily with Brady Oliveira, just it says a lot.
Got 9 carries for 57 yards. The backup quarterback, Dakota Prukop, comes in, pushes forward, and the Bombers have a first down to the Rider, 26-27.
I mean, I'm looking down on the field, and Charleston Hughes, who's like 30,000 years old, is diving at legs, trying to fight for the line of scrimmage on a short yardage play, and the younger guy, DeMarcus Christmas, is standing straight up in the air and getting knocked 5 yards off the ball. That's the difference between a guy that, you know, is probably spinning a little bit in his head and a guy who is a champion and is willing to fight to the end of the game. This team's got a long way to go to get all their players on the same page.
Sharon and Todd listening from their RV in Utah. Lou in Arlington, Virginia, listening to the show. Here's a handoff to Oliveira up the left side, and Oliveira has 9 or 10 more. Very close to another first down, and then a flag comes down near the Rider bench at the end as everything's going wrong for the green and white. Now our text line at 936-6262, brought to you by our friends at Double Z Ag Sales and Waiver.
Well, and here's the problem, because you're not used to consistency.
Was that Mizzy, Saskatchewan, number 37. First down, Winnipeg, the Tommy.
So when you're not used to consistency, in the waning moments of a game you feel is slipping away, you know what happens? Your character starts to get revealed again. And now we have an unsportsmanlike play, right, from Jeremy Clark that you just don't need, right? But again, you're not used to being in games. And unfortunately, this is just the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. I was feeling so good about that third quarter, and now we have 4:36 left, and it just seems like we're waiting on the inevitable, Mike.
First and 10 from their 50 are the Bombers, and it's Oliveira again. Why not? And what the heck? Yeah. He just carved through him again. This is breaking the Riders' will with a sledgehammer run for the third straight time, taking it to the Rider 45, and Luke right through the middle of the defense.
Yeah, now you're just looking at guys that have folded it up, but again, they just couldn't hold that momentum in that third quarter.
Think they missed Lanier the second and Garrett Marino?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's why that release of Marino when it happened was very peculiar to me. And then, of course, well, Lanier the second with the concussion.
You know, and again, you don't want to beat a dead horse, but I think that, you know, the release of Garrett Marino really deflated the locker room.
Off to Oliveira, and Oliveira gets tackled by Sankey, and nobody can tell me otherwise. That was a league mandated release.
Well, whatever it is, it's time border up. It's gotcha. I can't tell if my microphone's on here. It's unfortunately right now this is beginning to approach embarrassing for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They just, you know, there's no fight on them right now.
Riders, I think, use the timeout if I'm not mistaken, as the Bombers will have it at 2nd and 3 at the Rider 38. And Craig Dickinson called a timeout because his defense is gassed and he needed them to get a blow. That's what that was all about. Because like you said, it's getting embarrassing. Nearing 3-minute warning time here in Winnipeg.
But here's the thing. I mean, just credit to the Bombers, man. These guys are
champions.
These guys are champions, and they realize that, hey, you know what? When the dog is down, we're going to kick it. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're kicking a dog when it's down. They're stepping on throats, and that's what champions do.
Oliveira in the backfield with his hands on his knees. He's been the main carrier in this drive, and he'll get it again, and he'll dance and dart and pick up a first down to the 30-yard line. Give him 8 more for Brady Oliveira. It's been his time here on this drive in the fourth quarter. Wow. 11 carries, 81 yards. His longest run, 23, averaging 7.4 for the second leading rusher in the Canadian Football League. He came in with 161 carries, 757 yards, and 3 touchdowns, and also had 20 catches for 197 yards. He has replaced Andrew Harris very admirably.
Oh, man, and they've used him so well. Buck Pierce has done such a good job here with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and again, it's a big piece of why they're chasing their third one.
And off again to Oliveira, and this time he ran into Darnell Sankey, who tackles him right at the line of scrimmage. We have reached the three-minute warning, actually. 2:37 to go in the football game. It's brought to you by Brett Young. See great defense in action. Visit brettyoung.ca or your local seed retailer for high performance. Brett Young Canola Hybrids with Pod Defender, our genetic trait. We'll take a break. The Riders trailing 31-13 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
This is Riders DB Nelson McCombo from Abbotsford, BC. And you're listening to Michael Ball and Luke Mullinder on the Rough Riders Radio Network.
Portion of the show brought to you by Engelheim Charter, pardon me, AGCO, A&W, and Colin O'Brien's Man Shop. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders with 2:37 to go on defense. Bombers have it at the Rider, 32nd down and 10. Going left to right up 31-13. It was 17-3 at the half. The Riders had all the momentum in the third quarter, got it to 17-10. In fact, got it to 17-13 early in the fourth. They settled for a short Brett Lauther field goal when Cody missed a wide open Kean Schaefer Baker in the flats. Probably would have been a game-tying touchdown, but since then the Bombers have just said, you know what, that's enough's enough. They're up 31-13.
Well, where it changed is, for some reason, Zach Claros just said, okay, it's time to go back to being accurate.
Yeah.
Throwing the football properly. Yeah. And that's where it became undone for the Riders.
He's like, oh yeah, right, I'm the MOP. Second and 10, handoff to Oliveira, and Oliveira just picks his way to the middle. He'll get to the 25, 5 yards short of a first down, and I'm sure the Bombers,
Claire.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to send on their field goal. You think they will, but it doesn't look like they're going to.
They're just going to run this ball down the throat. Well, here's the thing, right? I mean, Claire's just like, oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, yeah, I am the best quarterback out here.
Yeah, we've won the Grey Cup twice, and I'm going to be the MOP twice.
Whew.
What the heck?
Lord.
So it's second down, or check that, third down and 5 from the 25-yard line. The clock is winding, and the Bombers are content to just get a first down on the ground or turn it over on downs. They're up by enough, 18 points. Zach runs a jet sweep here to Bailey. Bailey running left to right, and he won't get anywhere near the first down. He has strung out Miles Brown, finally gets it from the backside and throws him out of bounds. So the Riders will come onto the field, and that's the Bombers' first turnover on downs. Well, you know, first turnover of the game. It comes on downs with 1:46 to go in the ball game.
And this game might be out of reach, but, you know, as we close down, we recognize a lot of orange in the stands today. Today was National Truth and Reconciliation Day, and you know, I do encourage, Ballsy, I love that you included the land acknowledgement today in our broadcast. I encourage you all that are listening to take a look at the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's Act 94 calls to action, and let's start trying to work towards some of those calls to action. And really make days like this come alive, and more importantly, have touch points throughout the year, not just on one day.
Mason Fine in a quarterback throws to Kyron Moore. He's flung down to the carpet. Jesse Briggs in there. Les Morrow in on the stop as they get their backups in, as we're in garbage time now with 1:39 to go.
Well, I think that, you know, for all that was positive, I really do start to think that the Riders are going to have a number of thoughts around moving forward here that aren't conducive to, A, making the playoffs, but, B, having this team.
Pass dumped out to Tuck out of the backfield. He's wrapped up just shy of the 35. That'll be short of a first down as Fine dumped it off to him to the right side. And I'm thinking the Riders are going to go for it here.
You know, I mean, this team is probably going to look vastly different next year, and you know, all teams look different from year to year, but I think that the realization is going to set in after this game that this team is going to need to look much, much different in order to be competitive.
Moore goes in motion to the right, so does Tuck. Mason Fine throws underneath. That's a nice play. Running left to right is Keenan, Justin McInnes. Justin McInnes is hacked down to the 45. He's got a first down. Winston Rose in on the tackle. Riders will go to the line in a hurry-up fashion with 1:03 to go. Also want to talk about, now Bandy's in at center, but also want to talk about the guts of this team, Dan Clark, and how he came back after a foot injury to help them score a touchdown.
Yeah. Hey, kudos to Mason Fine on that last play, by the way. He had pressure bearing on down on him of Willie Jefferson. Has it again.
And Jefferson again in his face, and this time it's picked off by Alexander, the free safety. He's running it back to the 30 and tackled at the 29-yard line by Logan Ferlin, who's overcoming his own back injury on the play. Fine picks himself up. There's a penalty flag over on the far side. Yeah, I think it probably will be.
On Jefferson.
Oh my gosh, McGee. Winnipeg. Winnipegon. Roughing the passer. Winnipeg number 5. First down. Metame, Saskatchewan.
So that interception comes back. Would have been Fine's third interception of the season. Alexander back in the lineup like they need another stud in their defense. But Alexander's thrown his weight around here. Big hit on McInnes in this game. And he had an interception there taken off the board. He is a fun player to watch as the free safety for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Listen, I don't like the Bombers, but I'm going to tell you, you got to respect them. And I like watching good football players. Fine, directing traffic, the diminutive quarterback. But the fans still cheering loud here. 45 seconds to go. Riders have it at the Bomber. 50 after the penalty to Willie Jefferson. Tuck in the backfield. Staying in the block. Now he leaks out. Fine steps up. Goes to the right side for Lennius. Lennius fighting hard. He's tackled by a pair of Bombers over at about the 46-yard line. One of those was Winston Rose, and it's second down and medium for the Rough Riders.
Hey, listen, admirable job done here by Mason Fine to get them down in this point. He's taken a couple of hits. He's thrown in the face of pressure. Trying to find some positives here for Rider Nation.
Second down and 6 for the Riders from the Bomber, 45. Shotgun snap for Fine. Mason dodges a hit, and then he gets swarmed under. He dodged one from Willie Jefferson, but he does not get away from Jake Thomas. And the Rough Riders will have it third down. And that quarterback sack brought to you by Quill Plains Chevrolet Buick GMC in Wadena, taking down high vehicle prices. Yep. Drive a little, save a lot at Quill Plains.
Hey, one of our keys was play with some pride. I'll tell you what, man, these last couple plays, Taren Vaughn has essentially given up on his guys. He's made no attempt to block Willie Jefferson, number 5. And again, don't hang your guys out to dry.
The play will be reviewed.
Coach is looking for a hit to the head on the quarterback.
Well, when your quarterback's 5'5 and Willie Jefferson's 6'20, it's going to be tough.
I love how you use 6'20.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well,
you know what radio station you're on.
Just dummies Taren Vaughn here. Taren Vaughn, no effort. No pride.
I mean, that should be a penalty in the rules.
Jefferson's trying to get up in the air to knock the ball down. He's got 9 knockdowns this year.
But he does
hit
him in the
head. Then he comes down and he hits him on the head. Yeah, it's true.
That should be a penalty. But
now, I mean, Willie Jefferson's been close to 3 sacks in these last 4 plays.
I mean, let's be honest here. The playoffs aren't done for the Riders, but...
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't see this team making the playoffs.
Even if they do, Luke, where I was going with this is, even if they do, if this is the benchmark for
after
being a champ...
Roughing the passer, Winnipeg number 5, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
So if this is the benchmark for being a championship team, you see the difference.
Well, I mean, what does it say about your intentions even getting into the playoffs, right? Like, what are you going to do? We're going to travel all the way out east and like, you're eventually going to have to play like you got some sense, right? Like, you're going to have to put it together. You just can't luck your way out of it. This team's not going to luck their way to the Grey Cup, by the way, which is in Saskatchewan.
And sold out, too. Ball on the 34 after the roughing the passer penalty to Willie Jefferson. 34, the Bombers, that is, in the far right hash. Here's number 8, Fine, standing tall, throwing deep to the end zone, and double coverage, picked off, easily picked off by Evan Holmes. Steps in front of McInnes, running to this right side of the 10, to the 15, a flag is down, and then he tosses it off for Parker. Parker now running to the left side, trying to get blocking help, winds back to the right. Can we just go down? It's enough already. Finally tackled at the 17-yard line. 2 pieces of laundry on the carpet. It'll be something against Winnipeg. The clock has hit 0. I'm sure that'll do it for the game. Logan Ferlin gets up slowly. He had a back problem since the Labor Day Classic.
Now Taron Vaughn's mad at someone. Now, see, this is where you know you're not you're a team that's got no hope. You want to be tough now. You literally left your team hanging out to dry for four straight plays, and now after the game's done, now you want to fight. Child, please. This team's not going anywhere, Ballsy. Not like that. Not with that attitude. Not with that as your characteristic. This team has no leadership. You want to be able to find consistency, you have to have guys who understand how to do that.
Ozami, Saskatchewan, penalties declined. Game is over. Miigwech, Kindazian, Miyu. Thank you for listening.
You want to fight now. Now you want to fight.
That'll do it for the football game.
Come on.
Couldn't put it any better than what Luke Mulliner just did.
Now you want to fight. Give me a break, man.
On the Quality Tire scoreboard with nine locations in Saskatchewan. Check them out at qualitytire.ca. Your final score. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders fall to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers again. 31-13 here at IG Field and dropped to 6-9. And the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 13-2, have clinched a playoff spot at home in terms of home playoffs right through the West as they will finish first in the CFL's West. We'll be back with our fifth quarter postgame show in a moment on the Co-operators Rough Rider.